Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Nitzavim, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin, Ayin, Tes. Lon Shmi Nisos, Lili Nishmas. My great-grandfather's yahrzeit is today. Yosef ben Yechezkel Levi, and also Barzi ben Reuven Nelson. Zchus for Shnem Yemen Simcha ben Adin Aminia. Besoch Shachay Sos, Parle B'chai Mashu. Besoch Shachay Sos, Dov and Hanach Mordechai B'fet Simcha. Besoch Shachay Sos. Opening idea comes to us, Rabbi Shmuel of Slonim. Atam Nitzavim Ayom Kochem, Lefnei Hashem, Lefkechem, Roshechem, Shevtechem, Zegnechem, Veshodrechem, Kol Ish Yisrael. You are standing today before Hashem. You got all the heads, the elders. He offers us all the men of Klal Yisrael. And says Rabbi Shmuel of Slonim, what's the extra words of Kol Ish Yisrael? And says Rabbi Shmuel of Slonim, such a beautiful insight, especially now the days before Rosh Hashanah. He says it might be throughout the year. Some of us are Roshechem, some of us Shevtechem, and some of us like Zegnechem, Shodrechem. We have different levels. We're in different pedestals throughout the year. When it comes down to it, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, the Zohar says Hayom is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. We're all Kol Ish Yisrael. We're all on the same Madrega. We're all given a clean slate. We're all equal in the Rabbonu Shem's eyes. At the end of the day, we all have the same status in Rosh Hashanah. So that's the main idea, to be able to understand that each one of us have something unique and special about us. We have to be able to come together and realize that we're all equal. Maybe throughout the year we're on different levels, but we're all Kol Ish Yisrael come Rosh Hashanah. And this reminded me of the idea of the Chiddush Harim. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Lokechem. Roshechem Veshavtechem Ziknechem Veshodechem Kol Ish Yisrael. What's the word Kulchem doing there, says the Chiddush Harim? Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. What is Kulchem? He says at the end of the day, you want to know the secret to Hayom, the secret to Rosh Hashanah, the secret to have a Ksiv Echsim Tova and a good Geben Shdior, is to make sure you're Kulchem, to make sure you're part of the Klal, make sure you're part of the community, and you're not on Rosh Hashanah, you're not just dying for your family and for your community, but you're dying for Klal Yisrael, you're dying for Eretz Yisrael, you're dying for the Jewish people, you're dying for the world at large. When you make yourself part of Klal Yisrael, then you'll be Zochah to have a Ksiv Echsim Tova. Atem Nitzavim Hayom, Kulchem, says the Chiddush Harim. Make sure to make yourself part of the community. Beautiful insight from Mishmol of Slonim and the Chiddush. We're moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Sefer Noam Magadim in Chav Tes Chav Ches, last pasuk in Rishlishi. Anistaros la Hashem la Elokeinav Aniglos Lanu Veneno Adolam Rel Asos Es Kol Devei Torah Azos. The hidden sins are for Hashem. The Rabbonu Shem knows our hidden sins, but the revealed sins are for us and for our children. They to be able to carry out the words of verse Torah. I actually looked in the Sefer Noam Magadim. I couldn't find it, but I saw it quoted in his name. As Rabbi Simon likes to say, the Noam Magadim is one of the classical Hasidic Svarim. So you see, he writes, what's the deeper idea to this pasuk? Anistaros l'Hashem lanu elokeinu v'aniglos, lanu l'vaneinu adolam. He says, when a Jew is working on their avodas Hashem, the first thing a person has to do is anistaros l'Hashem lanu elokeinu. Make sure to do everything b'tznius. You don't have to tell everyone what you're doing. Make sure you're growing in your avodas Hashem. You don't need to tell the entire world. And then what happens when it gets implanted in you, and it's mamish part of you, then v'aniglos lanu l'vaneinu adolam, you should reveal it. But why should you reveal it? You can only reveal it to be able to make sure your kids understand, your kids know what you value in life. And I think that's such a beautiful insight. Because the Sefer Noam Magadim says that at the end of the day, a person, to make something real, it has to become real to you. And then once it's real to you, b'tznius, hanistaros l'Hashem, then you could share it with your kids, and it'll last forever. Which reminds me of an idea for a conversation we've quoted many times, but I think it's a very important insight. When the Dubna Magid goes to his Rebbe, to the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, and he asks him, how do you be mashpia on children and your students? How do you influence others? And the Vilna Gaon answered beautifully, and he said, you ever look at a Kiddush cup? A Kiddush cup has sometimes other Kiddush cups around it. You have to make sure that you're the Kiddush cup, and you're constantly being an overflowing cup. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Chav Gimel, you have to be a Koisi Revaya, an overflowing cup. If you're constantly an overflowing cup, then your students, and then your children, and then people will be affected by you. Constantly trying to grow in your tshuva, constantly trying to grow in your Torah, in your Shemaim, Shemir Sinaim, in your Ben Adam B'chaveira, Ben Adam L'makom, in your self-confidence, then it will have a roshim in other people. And that's exactly what the Noam Magadim is saying. Hanistros l'Hashem Elokeinu. Make sure you work on your avodas Hashem privately. And then, b'tznius, and then when it's implanted in, then you can share with your kids. A beautiful insight from the Noam Magadim and the Vilna Gaon. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Ksav Sofer, literally the next pasuk, the beginning of Revi. V'haya ki yavo alecha kol agram ha'el v'abrocha v'haklola asher nasati l'fanecha v'ashivosa l'avecha b'kol agram asher hidichacha Hashem l'kacha shama. You'll be, you're going to get all these things upon you, your blessings, the curses, and you're going to take it to heart amongst all everything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your God. And ask the Ksav Sofer, very, very simple insight. How does a combination of bracha and klala spark thoughts of tshuva? Right, we're in this man of tshuva. Elol mamish, Yemei Slichos, we're in the Zman HaTshuva. The Pasuk says here, when you think about all the brachas and klolos, v'ashivotza el vavecha, then it'll make you want to do tshuva. Ksav Sofer says, what does that mean? What's the deeper idea? The combination of both will help a person do tshuva. So he says beautifully that Hashem's bracha is most palpable when the curse comes first, when the klala comes first. Hashem, His special hashkacha pratis is in full view when Klai Yisrael is maybe going through a hard time. But when we understand we have those hard times in life, but we seek for the bracha inside of the curse. We look for the bracha within the klala. That even in the galus we find the Rabbon Hashem's or, then we'll reach a stage of Hashivosa al Vavecha. We're going to consider in our heart, which means we're going to refer to the greatness of Hashem, and we'll be inspired to do the Shuvah Shalema. Because if everything was going with bracha, 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 we never want to be able to grow, says the Ksav Sofer. When a person has those klala to delight things in his life, and he'll be able to, he feels Hashem, and he looks to find the Amun, and looks to find the or within it, that'll bring a person to be able to want to do tshuva. At the end of the day, each one of us know the Rambam. The Rambam says the shofar is supposed to wake us up. The Rambam is supposed to wake us up, to arouse us to do tshuva. But the Eish Kodesh, in last week's Parsha, Kisavo, says a very similar idea. He says when a person's going through such pain, you can just imagine 1940 in the Warsaw Ghetto, what they're thinking of the week before Rosh Hashanah. He said when a person's going through imaginable gvura, unimaginable, irrational gvura and klalos, you have to know, says the Eish Kodesh, when a person puts his trust in the Ribono Shel Olam, you have full amunah that there's really bracha here, then you should know the chesed is coming. Just like the irrational gvura was there, and the irrational klalos were there, the irrational chesed is coming as well. So the Ksav Sofer says the bracha and klala, really the bracha is found within the klala. The Eish Kodesh even says when a person has amunah, and there's so much klala there, a person has amunah, you'll see that at the end of the day, by the koach of amunah, we're able to bring irrational chesed as well. It's a beautiful insight to realize that everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam, that even the hard things are Kadosh Baruch Hu calling out to us, and we have to be able to find Him even within the hard things, and to know that we have to push through with Emunah, says the Eish Kodesh. Beautiful idea for the Ksav Sofer and the Eish Kodesh. Finally, the fourth idea. Idea number four comes to us from Rav Yosef of Kaidinov in the Sefer Machshavas Nachum. Kaidinov Rebbe, Perek Lamed Pasuk Vav, Umal Hashem Lekacha Es Levavcha Ves Levav Zarecha. Hashem your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring to love Him, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart, with all your soul. We know the psalm say, Es Levavcha Ves Levav is Rosh Hashanah El. But it says that Rav Yosef cut in there, what does it mean, B'chol Levavcha V'chol Navshecha? It means to mamish feel the Ribono Shel Olam in your life. To mamish feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chol Levavcha V'chol Navshecha in everything that you do. And if you feel B'chol Levavcha V'chol Navshecha, then you'll be Zocha to Leman Chayecha. You have to have Chiyus in your Avodas Hashem. When you're fully putting your emphasis into the Ribono Shel Olam, we're going to be spending a lot of time in davening and shul. Mamish getting inspired, pushing us. Like if Moshe Tzvi once quoted, I forgot which one of the Svarim, he says when a person chuckles and a person shakes and you try to go at it, even when you're not into it, right? There are a lot of times we're not into davening, but you still chuckle and try to move around. You're mamish moving the Neshama within you. And that's exactly by Har Sinai, where Klai Yisrael, right, the mountain shook, you're shaking the Shema within you. And that helps a person get a little more into davening. Get able to get b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. And that's exactly what Yosef Kodinov says. To mamash feel avodas Hashem, it should be a chiyus, l'man chayecha. It should be not just, oh, I have to get davening over with. No. B'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. All your heart, then you bezocha to chiyus. And that's exactly what the Eish Kodesh says. Eish Kodesh says that when the Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says, Rav Amiger quoted, and when you take the word B'nai Yisrael, Yisrael is Gematria 541. You take ish, take fire out of Yisrael. 541 minus 301, you zocho tell, not zoicha, you get a malik, coldness. Our job is to have fire, to have chiyus in our davening, to have chiyus in our davening, in our tefillah, in our slichas, in our benandam lechavero, in our everything that we do, to be a b'chol avavcha b'chol navshecha l'man achayach, to be with a chiyus, with a bren. Beautiful insight for Yosef Kaidinover, for Moshe Tzvi, I forgot who he quoted, and the Sfas Emes. Finally, fifth and final idea. The fifth and final idea comes to us from Rav Yeshua of Belz. I saw it quoted in the Sefer Mesilos. Perek Lamed Pasuk Yodav Ki Karav Elacha Adaver Maor Beficho Ubilvavcha Lasoso. It's very close to you. It's very near to you in your mouth and your heart to perform it. Rashi says it refers to Torah. The Rabban says it refers to Tshuva. It's very close to you. But says Rav Yeshua of Belz, there's a deeper insight here. And the Eitan Katz's song Mamish on this pasuk could bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. And if you're in Eretz Yisrael, it can bring you back to Kodesh Kadoshim. You want to know how to get close to the Baruch Hashem, it's so close to you? Start beficha. Beficha, if you talk about things, talk about tshuva, talk about davening, talk about how sichos is so hard, talk. If you daven for it, and you talk about it, and you make it part of your life, then bilvavcha olas also, then it'll penetrate you. Then it'll make a roshim. It'll make an impact. It'll make an effect. But it's got to start beficha. The Torah's got to start beficha. The tshuva, Ramban, it's got to start beficha. If it's beficha, then it'll be zoch to penetrate down bilvavcha. And it's exactly by the Kurban Rebbe. Hemanti ki adaber. You want to know how to grow an emuna? Ki adaber, because you talk about emuna. And this is the Sefer HaChinuch. Achar pulos nemshachas halavavos. Our hearts are followed by our actions. The more we do things, the more it becomes part of us. And that's exactly what Yeshua Bell says here. It's so close to you, but Scott, start beficha. Make sure you're talking about it, and then it can penetrate your heart. Let's just review these five ideas. You start off the first idea from Yishmael, slonim. What the deeper idea is about the words kol ish yisrael. Why are you adding in the words kol ish yisrael? Because maybe throughout the year, each one of us are a rosh, our shevet, a zik, zignecham, shorecham. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Hayom, when it comes to Hayom, the Zohar says Hayom, kol ish yisrael, each one of us are on the same level. Each one of us is ish yisrael. Pasha yid, simple Jew, we're all on the same, we all have the same, we have a clean slate. And each one of us are equal. And the Chiddush Rambam says, you want to know and understand how to have a good ben shir, to have the midah of achdus. Atem nitzav hayom kolchem. You're standing before hayom, before Chodesh Baruch Hu and Rosh Hashanah hayom kolchem. Make sure you're part of the klal. Make sure you're viewing everyone else as equal as well. You're not viewing, looking down chas v'shalom at Jews, but everyone's part of the nation. Everyone's part of the family. Davening to our Father, and that's exactly what the idea is of Rosh Hashanah. The second idea was here from the Sefer Noam Agadim. Hanisros la Hashem va'nigas l'anan levanir adolam. Person in the life has to be a little bit nister. You have to have a little tznius when you start doing things in the avodas Hashem, and then when it's real, it's sincere, genuine, it's lasting. Then you could tell your kids about it, and then you could share with others to make sure that they have it's an impact on them as well. And that's exactly what the Gra's advice was to the Dumna Magen. When the Dumna Magen asked, "How do you grow in the avodas Hashem?" The Gra says, "How do you?" Right, the Dumna Magen asked, "How do you inspire others?" The Gra said, "You have to be a koisir vayu, be an overflowing cup, then you can inspire others. When you yourself are constantly growing, then you can inspire others." The third idea, the Ksav Sofer says, how could it be that at the end of the day, the brachos and the kolos will bring a tshuva, hashivosa elavavecha, will bring a person to tshuva? Yes, says the Ksav Sofer. Even within the kolos is mamash bracha, and a person looks for the hashkacha pratis, specifically in the kolos in his life, then he'll be zoch to feel the bracha. He'll be able to feel the bracha within the kolos. And this is what the Eish Kodesh says. A person sometimes has unimaginable, irrational kolos and gvuras. And darkness, tremendous darkness. But he has a lot. But if a person has a munah and faith that everything comes from the Bona Shom, then he'll be zochet to unimaginable, irrational chesed. And that's exactly what the Eish Kodesh said in another piece that we could just might in right on over here. Ezri mi Hashem osei shemaim va'aretz. Why is David HaMelech added in osei shemaim va'aretz? Over there in Tehillim, and Mishil Malos Esa Enai, because just like Hashem created Osei Shemaim V'aretz with the snap of his fingers, Osei Shemaim V'aretz, so too Hashem could bring the Yeshua salvation to a Jew's life, Shemaim va'aretz, the same way, so quick. Ki ezri mi Hashem osei Shemaim va'aretz. Chodesh Baruch Hu can bring that Yeshua as quick as possible, just like He created Shemaim va'aretz. Beautiful insight of the Ksav Sofer and the Eish Kodesh. The fourth idea of Rav Yosef Konyanov b'chol levavcha b'chol navshcha. Our voice Hashem has to be make sure with chias and with fire and passion and energy and with a man who zochet l'man chayecha. Then we zochet to have a real ruchnius and real life down here, to have a real life, to have a real chias. That's what the Sfas Emes says. Yisrael means to be a Jew on fire. Eish is found in the word Yisrael, but if you take Eish out of Yisrael, you're left with a malik. We're going to be in shul. Are we davening with a bread? Are we done? Oh, how many pages are left? And then what happens, usually sometimes in the machzor, I did this as a kid, and sometimes I still do it, you divide in half. How many pages are left because of only the English, this and that? No! Every minute of Yom Kippur, every minute of Rosh Hashanah, every minute of Slichas, I'm taking advantage of with fire. And even if there's sometimes you're not into it, you try to push yourself a little bit. As Rav Moshe said, you get the neshama going. Be able to push ourselves with fire, with a bren. And the fifth and final idea, Kikav Elecha Davar Ma'or Beficha Bevavcha, says Yeshua Bells, first this guy start Beficha. If you start talking about things, start talking about Torah, Tshuva, Torah, Rashi, Ramban says Tshuva, then a Bevavcha, then it could penetrate down. And that's what the Kabrina said, Hamanti Kiyadabi, when you're not growing a Muna, Kiyadabi, when you talk about it. And the Sefer Achinach says, Achar Pelus, and Nimshachas Alavavos. According to your actions, that'll affect your heart. We should be zochav Ezra Shem to view every single person as kol ish Yisrael. Everyone's equal. We come together by achdus and Rosh Hashanah to understand that each one of us have to take upon ourselves things benister. And once there are things genuine, sincerely, every person on their own level, Then you could share with your kids. You have to have a rishim to understand that everything comes from the Bono Shalom. Chalas chas shalom brachas. Everything is brach. Everything is a kiss from Hashem. To have a munah of the Bono Shalom. Everything is a kiss from mamish from the Bono Shalom. To make sure we have fire in our avodas Hashem, specifically fire in our davening, fire and passion, specifically in these days of Elul now going into Tishrei. And bez Hashem to be able to make sure. The more we talk about things, the more our hearts will be affected as well. Aksidik Sim Tov Gurig Ben Shir to us and to all Klai Yisrael Be'ez Hashem to have a year of tremendous bracha, health, nachas, and siyav d'shmaya Be'ez Hashem Yisbach.